Costa Rica is well known as a destination that strives to be eco-friendly, and Finca Rosa Blanca Coffee Plantation Resort, just outside San Jose, is no exception. It's owned by Glenn Jampol.
I went to UC Berkeley as a college student in the late 60s, and so I already had sort of built in a little bit of the tree hugger feeling about me. I was part of the hippie movement, and so I felt a deep commitment to the idea that wherever I went, and if I got involved in a business, I wanted it to be a business that had some ethical foundation and that would leave as minimal an impact as possible where I was. And that included and had to be part of the community in which I was located. I didn't want to be one of those businesses that was apart from the place I lived. And the sense of place was very important to me as well. So when we started, we initially started with a kind of recycling idea. The basic stuff, we were very naive. We had no idea of how to incorporate these ideas into good business practices. And the first rule of sustainability we know now is financial sustainability, because if you're not earning a living, you don't have money that you need to invest in other people's lives and minimizing this impact, because you're just trying to survive and maybe not even doing that. So we spent a lot of time educating our staff into what our dream was, what our ideals were, what we would like ultimately for our place to be. And we certainly made a lot of mistakes, but one of the things that I think we did well was understand that it's always about the quality of the product first and foremost. And then after that, everything should be done as sustainably and symbiotically as possible to minimize your footprint. So we started with things like minimize the amount of garbage that we created, how to buy things that weren't going to be damaging to the atmosphere or to the soil, to try and educate our clients what our dream was, what the story was, who we were, why we were doing what we were doing. We tried to find local people in the community who were interested in participating in this dream and helping us. And at the same time, we felt we could recycle the income we derived from this business back into our community by hiring local people and having them take their paycheck and any other kind of tips or whatever they earned and spending it in the community. So these were the tenets by which we actually started to function. A minimal impact, the least damaging to the environment and the soil, and a community relationship that would help our community grow along with our own successes if we had them here. The quality aspect was based on a feeling that there was a group of people that had previously thought about ecotourism as kind of undesirable hosts, communal meals, living in platforms in the jungle with no hot water and lots of insects, blisters, mosquito bites, you know, but you were out in the middle of nature. What we were thought we could do in the coffee highlands, because we also produce coffee, was give people a very comfortable and maybe in some ways luxurious experience, and at the same time show to them that this could be done in a win-win situation where we were giving them what their expectations demanded, but also having a really low impact on the environment and the community at the same time. And it would be good for everybody involved.
That's obviously a wonderful dream to have and a wonderful thing to aspire to, but do clients really care? Do you think anybody comes here because you've got that vision and because you put it into practice?
I don't think for the last 25 years that we've been open that the draw to our place or even to Costa Rica has been based on the fact that we have this environmental or sustainable consciousness. I think that the draw is always going to be whether the experience is going to be exceptional and that their money and time that they've allotted for this vacation or this time away from their normal lives where they live will be something unforgettable. But when they're here and during the time they're here, these people, and particularly people come to this country because of our reputation as being great lovers of our biodiversity, want to know and feel that what we're doing has a responsible aura to it. That what we're doing is not something that's going to ultimately abuse or be damaging to the environment and to the culture here. And so it has to be woven into the fabric of everything you do. But I'm a great believer in that it's never about price, it's about value. And if you meet or exceed the expectations of your clients, they'll never discuss the price of something because they'll feel that they're really getting what they asked for. And part of that, what they want and what they expect to be part of that experience is a responsible attitude about culture, the environment, about low impact, and also about experiences that are authentic and unexploited areas.
That's Glenn Jampol from Finca Rosa Blanca Coffee Plantation Resort in Costa Rica. For more information, see FincaRosaBlanca.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at PassionForThePlanet.com.